Hello there. Are you there, Willie?
Yes, I hit my mute button.
Okay. Well, that's good news. If you want to, wash dishes while you're listening to your metaphysical babble rap, you can hit your *6, and that will mute. And then, if you have something to say, you can hit *star mute again. My name is Sammy. I'm president of Spiritual Science in the ESP Lab, and I welcome folks today to our monthly day conference call. And we're going to be sharing some spiritual science principles and also having a quest for some ESP awareness. Our theme today is the creative power of love. And for those of us who have our newsletters, we might touch our power star, which is a symbol of the unfolding universe. And I'm going to ask those participating today to lend me your minds, for we are all magical minds. And in a togetherness of love and light, all kinds of things are possible. So greetings to you. We are experiencing our 49th year and fourth month of the light. So let us all now be blessed, and let's all join the party. Let's play very hardy, and let's know our battles are already won. For this we give thanks as we celebrate living the charmed life now. Let's live, love, laugh, and be happy as our style of living, moving forward into the loving power of the light. With peace, joy, protection, creativity, good energy, with health and prosperity, just pouring in to our personal life experiences. Let us accept boundless spirit help and the infinite supply of the cosmic source of all. And let us know that our Spiritual Science Center and ESP Lab is dedicated to you and to each one of us, so that we will receive the superpower to joyously achieve manifestation of fresh increase with all that is needed and much, much more. So let there be fresh rainbows and waves with rivers and streams, buckets and wheelbarrows full of money, good feedback, fresh inquiries, positive publicity, success stories, and loving harmonies just pouring in into our personal life experiences, and let receive now a fresh light connection. Let us be thankful as many new blessings pour in, and let us breathe, relax, smile, have fun, and win, knowing that today and every day is a precious gift. Now, in the lab this month, we're focusing on the green energy, which is the energy of the heart, which is the energy of love, which is the energy of the growing plants of nature. And so we will tune in to our green light meditation. And so join me. Join with me as we access the loving power of the green light. And as we do this meditation, focus on your heart chakra and fill your heart up with the green light of love, growth, and creativity and oneness with nature. And just feel your aura being charged with the green light and feel it expanding out to touch all green growing plants and all of nature. So, let's focus on the power of the green light, the light of healing, life, with growth and prosperity. Let's play as we have fun with all the Gronky Doddles and nature spirits, and as we experience the living, loving light of nature. Let us tune in to the green garments of the Earth Mother. Feel oneness with nature and all green living things. And this is on the ray of the power and energy transforming personalities of Pan, Osiris, Hiawatha, Esmeralda, and Ostara. So in oneness with those creative powers, let's shimmer green with a positive growth-oriented transformation. And let us experience wholeness, wellness, peace, protection, prosperity, renewal, and new growth, the power of the green light. And let's make our light attunement just one of many for the day. Let us know that we are uplifted and helped by participating. So play with us. Find a relatively peaceful place in which to relax and focus your complete attention on the infinite source of all, or simply God if the term is okay with you. Let your imagination fill in any blanks. Know that there is always a response from the infinite. Feel it as a shaft of white light beaming down on you ever so lovingly. Bask in the light and let it do a super cleansing job on your aura. Then when you feel ready, invite the light to turn brilliant emerald green color and continue. I feel the shimmering green light flooding my aura and being with its love and super cleansing healing growth and strength with spirituality, effectiveness, clarity, fun, and enthusiasm, attraction, freedom, relaxation, sensuality, perspective, healing powers, psychic, spiritual, and material plane growth with laughter, humor, joy, ectoplasm, and extra, extra fun and love. As it burns, loves, laughs away, purifies, and or completely annihilates anything in or near me that is blocking my ability to manifest wonderful progress in all areas of my life, I accept good cheer and good health now with celebration, charisma, and success. And let us know that we each one are filled with the happy, loving, overflowing, good energy that we are sharing with our membership and all those who are spiritual seekers and who turn to the light. Let us feel a oneness with that natural light. And as we are filled to the happy overflowing, we gladly share our good, directing the energy to flow to each one participating today in our conference call and to our special Night Light members and on through their experiences to our ESP Lab and Spiritual Science Center. Let us feel thanks with a wonderful surge of fresh power as the great circuit is completed and the great energy flows back to me. Thanks for the light. So our theme is love, and of course we all live in the world, the physical world that has a body and has the demands of the physical world, and yet hopefully we had loving parents and a loving family. I know my dogs do. My dogs remind me of the great power of love, the dedication of the mother dog to her puppies, the dedication of the other dog and the puppies. And my pups, since all they've known is love, that's all they express is love. And of course, as they make their way into the world, they may find other things. But love is the great power. Love is the great creative force of the universe. So how do we find more love in our lives? And how do we maintain that love, and how do we project that love? One way is simple meditation, like we did with the green light. The green light is the light of love. It is all pervasive through all the seaweed and the trees and the green grasses and all living creatures that are dependent upon the plant life for their sustenance. And when we think of nature and the vast storehouse of the natural forces, how the universe is accelerating in its expansion of billions of stars, each one a light source, each one infinite compared to our ability to comprehend size and heat. And I like to say that my Mother Nature, who made the stars, has more than spare change in her pocketbook. So as we focus on love, as we focus on the heart chakra, and we focus on giving and planting our seeds, both the seeds of plants and the seeds of our thoughts, as we plant them with love, then they are grown with love, then we harvest with love. We're into the natural rhythm and natural order of things. So my dear brother Al Manning was quite a loving guy, and of course that had got him into trouble with some of his wives, of which he had five, and I happen to know three of them. But in any event, he was very respectful of all life, and he thought of inanimate objects like chairs and glasses and all of anything that was physical as an entity that possessed a spiritual force and was worthy of his loving respect. And so we carry on, and we carry the lab on out of loving respect for a man who treated us and so many with loving respect. And part of Al's work was the communion with the nature spirits and the cooperation with the nature spirits. And when we talk about magic, some people, of course, say that life is not magical, it is a scientific. And I have no problem with science, but to me, as I look at the blue sky, it's magical. The white puffy clouds, they're magical. The leaves blowing in the wind, they're magical. And so each person is entitled to the freedom of their perspective to choose to love or to choose to indulge in negative emotionalism or bitterness, resentment, hatred. But the bottom line is, just like the Beatles saying, the love you take is equal to the love you make. So for those of us who are dedicated to walking a path of love and giving and broadcasting, then we're also creating a path for ourselves where we can receive. And the whole giving energy is of the heart chakra, of the green ray, of the color of growth and abundance. And our attitudes about love and supply and growth in the world all are going to shape our daily experience. And I met a young street musician recently who told me that he hated money. And, of course, he does hold up his little guitar case to the universe and say, please put some money in so that I can buy coffee and food and have a life. And so, to me, I talked to him and shared with him that money is like energy. And the energy we put into it is the energy that we get out of it. So what I was sharing with him, so I gave him a dollar, and we put it in some sage, so it was a nice pure dollar and a new dollar. And then we put the dollar in some prosperity powder, so it would be a dollar that was attracting dollars. And then I told him, then I talked to the dollar and said, hey, dollar, you know me, I'm your friend. Come on over to Sammy's house and play with all of Sammy's friends. And when we have a loving attitude about something, whether it's we're cooking something or we're growing something or we're raising something or we're doing something, that love then infuses what we're doing. So as I sent that money out with love, and Yeah, he had a little conversation and he apologized to the money and said, "Hey, money, I'm sorry I've resented you. Please forgive me." And I said, "Yeah, and if you don't want the money to come home to your pocket, tell it to go over to Sammy's house because he respects money and he knows what to do with it." So as we consider our relationship to the material world, and we consider it from a viewpoint of love, it kind of opens things in a different direction. For example, the natural mind, the material mind, the scientific mind might say that a human being cannot influence the weather. Well, you know, I have been trained in the Native American tradition of rain dancing and sun calling, and I'm familiar with those traditions. But I was sharing with a group on how to weather witch, and I was basically saying, well, the rain spirits are creative forces, and if you ignore them or you curse them or you don't believe in them, well, they're not going to feel respected, and they're certainly not going to be responsive to what you might have to say. On the other hand, if it is too dry and you're feeling you need a cooling rain and you talk to the rain spirits and you say, "Rain spirits, I love you. Why don't you come on over to my house and water my garden? We sure would appreciate it." That's a whole different type of attitude. And as we, you know, consider our day-to-day, we're full of many types of attitudes. And, you know, Al and I had a gentleman that we respected who was an author. His name was Emmett Fox, and he was a minister of the Church of Divine Science, and during the Depression would lecture at Carnegie Hall and would lecture to 5,000 people at a time. And in any event, Emmett Fox would say, "Bless a thing, and it will bless you. Curse a thing, and it will curse you." So if you think of these simple principles, that your thoughts are real, and that your thoughts coupled with strong emotions become powerful, so then you want to think good thoughts, and you want to empower those good thoughts with the vibrations of love. Now back to the communion with the nature spirits. My first exposure to Al's work was a prosperity spell in which a prosperity powder was made from the earth and honored the earth elementals, which are on the brown ray, but also on the green ray and the yellow ray. But these nature spirits, these earth spirits, can respond to you just in the same way the day will respond to you. If you bless your day, it will bless you. If you curse your day, it will curse you. If you just think about that one principle of blessing and cursing and reaping and sowing with you as a divine creator who manages your reality through your thoughts and your emotions, then it behooves you to focus on love and the green ray. But anyway, this particular spell, you gathered sacred elements of the earth, sandalwood, frankincense, myrrh, cinnamon, each that have a metaphysical property of opulence, protection, money drawing, abundance, and you mix this batch of herbs with a chant that is respectful to the earth spirits, the little gronky doddles and the elves and the gnomes. It's kind of like, if you don't believe in them, what are they going to do for you? If you don't believe in the reality of them, if you say, "Oh, well, no, gnomes and elves and all that jazz is just a fairy tale," well, what greater level of disrespect can you heap upon the elemental forces that manufacture the universe, if you would. And those earth elementals on the green ray are responsible for helping to grow the plants and things like diamonds and oil wells and everything that's of an earthy material level is of the domain of the earth spirits, the gnomes and the trolls, the Gronky Doddles. So I said this was, sounds like fun, and one of the ingredients that was central to this prosperity powder creation was the element of fun and the element of joy, and that if you were, I got a little distracted, I had an interruption there, but as you tune in to the nature spirits with respect and love, they tune in to you. And it's true with all creatures. If you treat your dog with love and respect, the dog will treat you with love and respect. If you treat your friends with love and respect, not all of them will, but at least you're putting the energy out in the right direction. And you'll have a better opportunity towards reaping that good harvest. So I think of the, as we're on the green ray, and we're in our meditation for June, we, in spite of Mercury retrograde, which is almost over, by the way, we're tuning in to those natural forces. And if you had a brother or a sister, and you said, oh, I don't know them, they don't exist, they're not real, they're a figment of somebody's imagination, well, they wouldn't bother to call you on the phone or think of you either. But Al's system of friendly cooperation with the spiritual forces as friends, with fun and joy, is a very, very winning combination. So any event, that's what we're thinking about today, and we're encouraging each one of you to bless your world, your life, your day, and limit your turning to the downside with your thoughts and emotions, remembering that your thoughts and emotions are real and that when you love something, it gives back to you because love is of the energy of giving, and our great mother has given us life. The mother of the universe, the mother of nature, she's given us all another breath. And so the givingness of life itself is centered in love, the love of a mother for her creation. So let's catch our piece of it. The universe is infinite. We're going to switch gears here. We're going to move into our declaration of our prayers, and we are going to create an intentional spiritual circle, and then we're going to create a crossroads of the universe with light and love, peace and joy. So lend me your magical minds, and we will move towards a ceremonial part of our conference call, an invocation of the bright spiritual forces, so that they may help us through our day. So I'm burning some sage, and the White Mountain Sage is an invocation of purity on seven planes of reality, and I declare that you and I and we and our shared circle of light is purified and blessed on seven planes of reality. And now I'm going to ask you to reach with your minds towards declaring a crossroads of the universe into the east, and we're going to invite the spirit of fire, the spirit of creativity into our circle, saying, welcome, East, and we pull the creative light of the Great West, the spirit of air, of knowledge, of wisdom, of intellect, and we pull that great energy into our circle, saying, welcome, West. We pull the vast treasuries of the earth to our circle and say, welcome, South. And we invoke the water of life, the water of healing, the water of divine nourishment into our circle, saying, welcome, North. We welcome the sky above and the earth below, and I declare this is a crossroads of the universe. I'm going to offer a couple of Rama Agni chants. I discovered these when I first found Al Manning's work, and Rama and Agni are two of the most ancient names in history. Both over 5,000 years old, with Rama, a historical incarnation of Vishnu, or the divine, sent to earth to fight demons and slay darkness and bring more light. And Agni is one of the oldest names for fire and is the name of the Hindu lord of fire. So as we invite them to participate with us, we are inviting the creative power of the light to join with us in a dynamic format. I'm recording. Any event, Rama Agni, send the light to we. Rama Agni, send the powerful light to we. Sweep away the things that harm. Let them cause us no alarm. Rama Agni, send the light that sets us free. Rama Agni, send the light to we. Rama Agni, send the orange light to we. Send illumination now to we. Sweep away the clouds of mind. Leave confusion far behind. Rama Agni, higher power, send the light that sets us free. Now, comment, we're still in the middle of Mercury retrograde. However, Spirit is always with us. And we're invoking Spirit to sweep away those last residues of the mental confusion of the Mercury retrograde and any associated things that will or could harm us. So we'll do both chants again. Rama Agni, send the light to we. Rama Agni, send the powerful light to we. Sweep away the things that harm. Let them cause us no alarm. Rama Agni, send the light that sets us free. Rama Agni, send the light to me and we. Rama Agni, send the orange light to we. Sweep away the clouds of mind. Leave confusion far behind. Rama Agni, send the light that sets us free. Now, I'm going to take my little prayer. And I'm going to burn it up in my prayer bowl. And I am saying with my prayer as I offer it into the fire, I declare, let there be a complete manifestation of all positive requests in the ESP lab. So mote it be. And I signed it Sam Rose. And now I am burning it. I declare, let there be a complete manifestation of all positive requests in the ESP lab. So mote it be. And now I offer up my, we have invoked the air and the earth with the sage and the fire and the smoke. And now I'm going to offer to the mother of the stars, my mother, this chalice of water, this symbol of life, up to her who made us all. and say, thank you, Mother, for this day. Thank you for blessing us with your love, with your peace, with your joy, with your prosperity, with your protection, with your good energy. And we ask, O Mother of us all, that you fill our cup full, full to overflowing with all manner of good fortune and all that we need and much, much more. We accept the new explosive growth that you have in mind for us, and we thank you for your love. Now I'm drinking the water and sharing it with you in my mind. And I'm taking the last of the water and offering it in my dog's water bowl, saying, share with us this water of divine light and living fire of creativity. And now we're going to reach up to the universal all and pull all the bounty of the universe into us, saying, the sky love. Reach to the great earth between beneath your feet and pull that great treasury into your being, saying, the earth loves me. Now reach out to all positive, creative, loving sparks of life everywhere and pull that vast treasury into your being, saying, all life loves me. And then give yourself a big hug and say, and I love me. Now we're turning to the altar where we have the fire of creativity lighted, the fire of light, the fire in invocation of the creative powers of the universe. And we say, it is done in togetherness, finished in togetherness, for we have set it in togetherness with Mother Nature and the creative, loving sparks of light, and it is so. And as we extinguish the flame, we know it is only a symbol of the greater light that burns within each one of us. And now, I thank you for coming. I bless your day, your week. I will share that Mercury is going direct July 1st. We will have greater forward motion, better intellect, better communication, less frustration. And that trend is starting now. So I'm going to stop the recording, but for those who want to ask a question or make a comment, we will be available. And let there be light.